And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
President Trump is pulling out of his June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but Trump's keeping the door open. Trump said yesterday the dialogue with North Korea was good, quote, until recently. Trump said there is still a great opportunity to strike a denuclearization deal with the North. Meanwhile, if you're in the market for an official government coin commemorating an event that never happened, yesterday the White House gift shop did make a newly minted Trump-Kim Jong-un summit coin its deal of the day. The price was slashed a few dollars, down to $19.95. After President Trump announced that he would be backing out of the planned meeting with the North Korean leader.
What was the original price?
They said just a few dollars, so it could have probably just over 20 bucks somewhere.
I mean, that is sillier. I saw a KU National Championship 2003 shirt when I was in high school, and they did not win in 2003.
Ah, cheap.
That seems sillier than even
that. Yeah. Memorial Day weekend travelers expected to face some of the highest prices at the pump that U.S. drivers have seen in years. As of yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas across the country clocked in at $2.96, according to AAA. That's the priciest gas has been in the buildup to Memorial Day weekend since 2014. Danny Duffy had his best start of the season as the Royals beat the Rangers 8-2 in Arlington. Royals continue that series against the Rangers in Texas tonight. Royals going to try to extend their winning streak to 4 games. And Hair will be NBC's next live musical. That news comes not long after their critically acclaimed live staging of Jesus Christ Superstar on Easter Sunday. Hair Live is currently slated to air in spring of 2019. Two guys who have executive produced each of NBC's live musicals since The Sound of Music will return. Hair tells the story of a group of politically active hippies living in a bohemian life in New York while fighting against and resisting the Vietnam War.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Dumping a bunch of rain on Kansas City right now.
We're going to be dumping a bunch of tickets on Kansas City because Shaylee yesterday was like, you guys need to give away this, 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 and this tomorrow. So, hey, you guys win. Your choice of tickets this morning, if you can get this question right, 13% of Americans have done this no-no while on vacation. What is it?
Okay, let's find out, shall we? What norms are we violating of human law?
576-7102.
Raymore, here's Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
What do you think we're doing?
I'm gonna have to say cheated.
Doing what? Cheated? Cheated. Oh, no. Not it. That's a good guess. Not it.
Yeah, okay. It's the 100-mile rule. You know, right. It's 100 miles from home.
Uh-huh.
Did it really happen?
It happens in
vacation. I mean, not that that's an actual rule. I'm just saying for some people.
Wow. I mean, that just sounded like just an admission.
Some people say that. Independence, here's Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Hi. I'm going to say stole towels from the hotel room.
Oh, very popular thing. Not the right answer here. No.
Okay, thanks.
Everybody feels compelled to steal stuff from the hotel.
I mean, maybe if there was a really nice plush robe, because I could use one of those right now.
Nowadays, the smart hotels, they just charge you.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
you took the robe, it's $14.95.
They all have your credit card on file.
Yeah, but exactly. Well, Mark is in Lawrence. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How about skip that on paying their hotel room bill?
I will give that to you. It's skipped out on a bill, which I would assume could be restaurant, you know, hotel, wherever. But yeah, skipping out on a bill, which...
Awesome.
Awesome, yes. Terrible that 13% of Americans are doing it. Awesome for you, because take whatever you want. Can we send you to a concert, Worlds of Fun, Pride Fest? What do you want?
Oh, I will be the hero of the family. My wife's got to take the children to Worlds of Fun this summer, so that would be great.
Perfect. We will hook you up with those tickets.
All right, have a good Memorial Day weekend, Mark. Hold on for one second, okay? There you go. Joey's got that info. I suppose you figure if I'm on the road, nobody knows me. I can just do what I want.
And you may not have the guilt, because we tend to go to the same restaurants over and over. But if you're on vacation, you don't know that wait staff. You don't know the people.
Right.
I would never do that.
Nah.
I get maybe because I waited tables so long, and I know how much that silly little tip pays my bills. And that's everything. I would never not even not tip.
The Catholic guilt again.
That's right.
Couldn't do it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So if you get bored over the weekend and you've got the long holiday cooking and everything's going on and you want to catch up on the show, well then just check out our showcast online, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, wherever your podcasts are found, or Facebook or KC1021.com. I'm just telling you, we'll be there for you even if it's a holiday.
Celebrating birthdays today, from Wayne's World and Austin Powers, actor and comedian Mike Myers is 55. From The Help and Hidden Figures, Academy Award-winning actress Octavia Spencer is 46. And singer Lauryn Hill turns 43 today. The season finale of Survivor got weak ratings. Variety says the two-hour episode received the lowest amount of viewers the CBS show has ever gotten for a finale in its 36 seasons. Just under 7.5 million people tuned in to watch, which was down 13% from last year. It's also about a million fewer views than last week's episode. I didn't even realize there was a new Survivor on until I started seeing the finale information.
Natalie's a big fan of Survivor, is she not?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Isn't that the show she watches?
She follows, but 36 seasons.
Did I hear that there was a tie? Or am I making that up?
No, I think there was like three people toward the end, and then one had to vote. One of those three then had to pick the winner, and yeah, I think there was a tie situation. But apparently only 7 million people know that.
Okay,
It's all that watched. This Is Us actor Sterling K. Brown was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show and revealed what the K in his name stands for.
Sterling, what is it?
Kelby.
Kelby.
Kelby. K-E-L-B-Y.
Yes.
Mom found it in the name book, yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Did you ever want to go by Kelby?
I went by Kelby for the first 16 years of my life.
You did?
Yeah.
And then why'd you change it?
And I switched it because my dad's Sterling Brown Jr., my grandfather Sterling Brown Sr., and I didn't want to be like Sterling the Third or Trip or Trey or whatever it is. So I went by my middle name so I could have a little bit of individuality.
Right.
When my pops passed away, I wanted to hear his name again, so I decided to go by Sterling.
All right, that's a good story.
Yeah.
As if we needed another reason to love Sterling K. Brown.
Right.
It just adds to it.
How are you guys named? Are you named after anybody in your families?
I am not. Well, my middle name is Elizabeth, and there's multiple Elizabeths throughout our family. Like, I have several aunts and great aunts and things like that with the Elizabeth. But other than that, the Jennifer was just the most popular name of 1975. Mm. Everybody was named Jennifer.
Gotcha.
That's how I got it.
Joey, you?
I'm named 100% after my dad.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Good old Joseph.
It's confusing whenever I would get mail. Or phone calls.
Right.
But also, it kind of avoided a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
How about Brian with a Y?
No, they had a couple of choices of what they wanted if I was a boy or a girl. Mm-hmm. But Arthur, my middle name came from my grandpa, my mom's side, my mom's dad.
Sure.
And Brian was just, one of the names out there they found somewhere. Could have been Brianna, I suppose, if I were a girl.
Star Wars character Boba Fett is getting his own movie. Director James Mangold revealed to The Hollywood Reporter he will write and direct a film based on the bounty hunter. Boba Fett featured in 5 past Star Wars films, including The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Other Star Wars characters are also getting their own movies, thanks to Lucasfilms, including Obi-Wan Kenobi.
7:45 will probably do the movies opening up this weekend.
Yep.
I will share some thoughts and a quick review of Han Solo movie.
You got to see it.
I got to see it, yes. It's finally out. First people seeing it last night.
We'll discuss the new movies at about 7:45 this morning. That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Almost 42 million Americans going to start their summer by traveling for Memorial Day weekend. But if you're one of those staying here around Kansas City, veterans and active duty military personnel are going to receive free admission, and the general public can visit the National World War I Museum and Memorial for half price this Memorial Day weekend that runs today through Monday. You might not be able to buy beer and snacks during the national anthem at 49er home games next season. Team owner Jed York says concession sales should be suspended during the anthem, saying he doesn't think the team should be profiting while asking people to be respectful. York abstained from Wednesday's vote by NFL owners to fine teams if players kneel during the anthem. And did you hear about this kid from Independence with his senior prank? It's 18-year-old high school student from Independence named Kylan Scheel admits he placed a joke Craigslist ad that put Truman High School up for sale as a senior prank. Highlighted many of its desirable features, including ample parking, a large dining area, and its proximity to Walmart. The asking price, $12,725. He listed the reason for the sale, quote, due to the loss of students coming up, which he said was a reference to graduating seniors. But people weren't laughing. Kylan found out he was suspended until the end of school and not allowed to take part in the graduation walk. Detectives investigated, found no probable cause or reason to pursue criminal charges. But a spokeswoman says the school district's decision is final. More than 1,100 people have signed a petition to let him walk.
Oh, yeah, I've been waiting to light these people up. I'm glad you did this story. I think that whole administration should be fired. You're stupid, Truman. Seriously, if you read that and you thought that kid was making a threat, then you were an idiot and don't deserve to be a principal or a superintendent. Let that kid walk, you a-holes. He has a 3.96 grade average.
Yes.
he has worked for this. You are the worst people in the world today.
That story.
God, I've been waiting to light you up.
Has gone national. And I, when I saw him, are you kidding me? I think that's a fantastic prank. It's innocent. It's
that
cute.
That was
everything.
Awesome.
No part of that sounded threatening whatsoever.
You wanted to read a threat into that, and you're just looking to suspend somebody for no reason. You idiots. Fire yourselves. Let him walk.
Good for you,
Kylan. Where's that petition?
That's right. Signing. You're signing. We're all signing. That's your 10
items. Can we call that superintendent up today?
Let's call him up
and light him up.
There you go.
I'm ready.
Man.
I wanted you to do that story. I was excited.
Let Brian on fire there. That's your 10 items or less
well,
for
I read
Friday.
That like, how stupid can you be?
And when you read the ad, there's no way you can read a threat and do it.
Good Lord. Got the blood pumping this morning. Let's do hashtag bless, shall we?
Well, let's do that next. We'll bless you back. With tickets here coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, it's John Parr, the St. Elmo's Fire. We're feeling it for Friday morning.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I found that petition online for Kylan Scheel at Truman High School to be able to walk at his graduation. I posted that on our Facebook page.
Ah, nice. The show with Jen and Truda page?
I did indeed, yes.
Okay, excellent.
Check out, just search for the show with Jen and Truda on Facebook. And by the way, while you're there, you should just like that page.
Yeah, give us a like.
Source of endless fun for you.
On Friday mornings, we always like to do hashtag blessed, where you can share your good news heading into the weekend. How are you hashtag blessed? 816-576-7102. Already rolling in on the text line. Hashtag blessed, I'm able to live in a country with such freedom. Thank you to all the active military, our veterans, and all the people that have lost their lives serving for this great country. Thank you. Yes, 100%. My little brother is in Afghanistan. We're hoping he gets home for Christmas.
Yes.
So thank you to him and everyone else. Hashtag blessed as I don't have to travel to the city and deal with traffic wrecks, delays, and idiot drivers anymore. Working 3 miles from home is a true hashtag blessing. Yep, I get that. Hashtag blessed to be going to Poison tonight because KC1021 gave me free tickets.
Yeah. There you go. Right.
We have more tickets, too. Call us.
A lot of stuff coming up here, right? Let's see. Andrea's been holding on the line. It says she is stuck on 435, I think. A lot of people are in your situation this morning, Andrea, but good morning. Welcome to the show. And how are you hashtag blessed on this Friday?
Well, I got to go see my nephew get his Eagle Scout on Sunday, and he graduated last night.
Oh, where did he graduate from?
Enid, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
A little trip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, do you know what he did for his Eagle Scout project?
You know, I don't remember, but I know it involved donation boxes. I believe it was at several locations down there in Enid.
Cool.
Good for him.
Very good. As a fellow Eagle Scout, I always like hearing of people who did that. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He had a good time, and he did it while he was going in and out of the hospital, too. So I'm very impressed with him. He's an impressive young man.
Oh, good. Can we bless you back with some tickets this morning? You want to go see Daughtry? You want to head out to Poison? Bare Naked Ladies? Want to go to Pride Fest?
Pride Fest would be awesome.
Fantastic. We'll hook you up with some tickets. Hang on the line.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a happy Memorial Weekend, Andrea. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. You too.
Text line says, my husband retired after 31 years as a firefighter. He came home from every call. Hashtag blessed.
Good, awesome. Yep.
Oh, yes. I agree with this one 100%. End of school. Today is the last day. Let summer break begin. Hashtag blessed.
That's not just hashtag blessed. That's...
Hallelujah.
Of course, now you got to deal with those kids all summer. But...
I know, but I would like to just apologize to my kids' teachers now. I know what you put up with. I know how much my kids talk. Thank you for the tireless work that you do every day with not only my kids, but 27 other children in that classroom. Oh, God bless you, teachers.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
On Monday or Friday. Jeez, what day
Don't
is it?
You dare shoot us back to Monday. We finally
it's Friday
made
the
it.
25th. Oh, my gosh.
Heading into Memorial Day weekend, how are you hashtag blessed? My kid entered her freshman year with a 4.2 GPA, or ended her freshman year.
Hashtag
4.2. Some solid advanced classes there.
Pretty good, yeah.
School is out, so I won't get stuck behind school buses on my way to work. Hashtag blessed. 816-576-7102. You can call or text. Also on the text line this year, back in February, my son lost his job. They unexpectedly closed the company. But yesterday, he got good news. Got a new job. Hashtag blessed.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to Leavenworth, and that is where Gina is standing by. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you hashtag blessed on this Friday?
Okay, well, after a really ugly divorce and the military and moving around, my children will now be living in my home with me. So that is a completely hashtag blessed.
Oh, amazing. How many kids do you have and how old are they?
I have three. One is 22, one just turned 18, and I've got one who's turning 17.
Oh, so you have your hands full.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Can we?
I waited a long time.
Can we bless you this morning with some tickets? Would you like to see Daughtry, maybe go to Poison tonight? Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh, Poison, completely.
Oh, Poison and Cheap Trick.
Completely. There you go.
Done. That'll be a good show tonight.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Well, to your military family, thank you very much from all of us, and happy Memorial Day to you.
Thank you.
All right, hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info.
Joey, get her those Poison tickets, if you will, please. People are sending us a lot of pictures. I like the person who said, good news, Phoenix is only going to be 100 degrees instead of the earlier predicted 110. Hashtag
oh,
blessed.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, there you go. Right?
Good for me as well. We will also yes. be hitting Phoenix, so I'm glad now I can pack sweaters. It's only going to be 100.
But it's a dry heat,
right,
Jen. What don't
course.
You understand about that?
3094 texted, accident on 435 is backed all the way to Johnson Drive, and I'm blessed to have a husband who has agreed to move almost an hour away to the lake and commute it every day. Hashtag blessed. Oh, that's a solid commute.
Wow.
An hour.
Yeah.
Good luck on 435.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ooh, just took a big bite of orange. 747 at KC-102 of the show with Jen and Truda. Hello, happy Friday to you.
How's your little program going? How much weight have you lost?
Good, just over 14 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
We're going to be like the healthiest morning show ever because I just lost 20 pounds with good. Max Life.
Good for you.
Look at us being all healthy and
That's
stuff.
Awesome. Shaylee, what do you got there?
I had a cupcake for dinner, so there's that.
You're such a millennial.
Blessed.
Single, no kids eating cupcakes for dinner.
Don't you judge me.
Heck yeah. No,
no
I'm jealous.
Here.
Cupcakes are healthy.
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen Cupcake Wars, Shaylee. I know how this works.
Yeah.
It's super. There's good ingredients
there. There was peanut butter in it, so that's protein.
Obviously.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though. Field day killed me. It was
what,
Wednesday.
Were you participating?
It was so hot outside. No, I was working the bowling bash, and I tried to pick one. Bowling sounded fun until I realized that I was the one who had to set the pins up.
Yes.
And it was 90 degrees out on that blacktop, and it was just awful.
And there's just 400 kids rolling through wanting
yes.
to bowl.
Oh, yeah. And they're all, you know, like, what did we get to do this time? Hey, look, he hit our pin down. Okay, kid, that's fine. Just roll the bowl. And by the end of it, you're like, I don't even care what you do. Just do whatever.
School's out. Move along.
Yeah. I think I lost another 5 pounds doing that.
There is one big movie opening up for Memorial Day weekend. Solo, a Star Wars story.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars.
During an adventure into a dark criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his future co-pilot Chewbacca and enters Lando years before joining the rebellion.
Yeah, this is Han Solo and Chewbacca. They're with me.
I'm Dryden Vos. I see you've already met my top lieutenant.
Han and I grew up together on Corellia.
Oh, fellow scrum rat. Well, I admire anyone who can crawl their way out of a sewer, especially a sewer as putrid as Corellia.
Woody Harrelson, Amelia
Great.
Clark. You already got to see it?
I did. I saw it Tuesday night. I'll tell you what, it's not like my favorite Star Wars film, but it's up there. It's pretty good.
Yeah?
It's action-packed. It's a little long, just over 2 hours.
Yeah, they all are, though,
yeah.
aren't they?
And it's a Ron Howard film. Ron sure. Howard had to come in and save the day. They had these directors. They fired them. They brought Ron Howard in. He brings his brother Clint. Clint is in every movie, you
he's
know?
He's so great, yeah.
And you'll love the cameo in this one. It's just be looking for it. It's funny.
Nice.
But, yeah, I mean, this young kid that they got playing Han Solo now for Harrison Ford, I don't think he's half bad.
And they've now announced that some other characters are going to get their own movies as well, like Chewbacca.
That's right. I actually spent half the film thinking this Aldrin Ehrlich is—I thought he was Ray Liotta.
Ah, well,
kind of looks like him.
Yeah, there you go. Besides that, no other movies trying to go up against that this weekend. So that's your big opening there. We do have 102K in May. Your chance to become a finalist is right now, Caller 12.
Real Kansas City winners, never a national contest.
Be Caller 12 right now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Don't try to eat healthy. It'll just be a mess.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for 102K.
None of us accurately can do the Heimlich. Please don't you. I don't trust any one of us. I just don't want to.
Oh, no. But I want any of you saving my life? I'm not sure.
102K in May. We go to caller 12.
It is Amber in Overland Park. Hello, Amber.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amber.
I'm not really in Overland Park anymore. Now I'm in Baldwin City.
Oh, Amber. I know Amber.
You know me.
I know you. Your kids go to my kids' school.
They do.
And you guys...
I'm sitting in the car now, and we're going to be late.
Oh, and you guys had made the move from Overland Park to beautiful Baldwin City to a beautiful farm.
We did.
Uh-huh. And now you've made it in as caller 12, which means you're in the running for 102K in May.
I know. I'm going to have to split it with you.
No, don't say that. People are going to think this is rigged. That's a bad idea, because then we're going to have to kick you out of the contest for real. For the record.
Yeah, I'm already wondering. I'm over here checking the rules.
Joey answers the phones.
I'll just have to keep it all for myself then.
I don't touch anything. Joey answers phones. I can't help it if I go to school in this area.
It's crazy.
You're in the running, so I assume you would spend that money on your brand new farm out in Baldwin City.
I probably would. I could get a horse and some, like, alpaca and more chickens.
Alpaca? Can I come visit?
You can ride the alpacas.
Oh, my God, I'm in.
Are you supposed to ride them?
I don't know, but they're a little fluffy, and I love them.
They don't appear like you could ride them.
I don't think that sounds like a good idea.
And that's not a commentary about you.
It's more
about alpacas.
Thank you. I was wondering where this was going.
They don't look big enough for anyone to ride.
I mean, wow, you're digging yourself a bigger ditch there, Truda.
For anyone to ride, I'm just saying.
Had a cupcake for dinner. What?
Hang on the line.
I'll need to do the diets that you guys are doing. Otherwise, I'll probably kill the alpaca.
That's right. Call Max Life in Overland Park. Tell him Jen sent you. All right. Hang on the line. Joey will get all your info. You are in the running for 102K in May.
All right. Congratulations there. Looking suspect over here. Jen's friend's winning.
I'm like, oh, no. I swear to you, this is not set up.
Luck of the draw. Just keep trying. We'll do it again after 9 o'clock this morning.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Memorial Day weekend travelers are expected to face some of the highest prices at the pump that U.S. drivers have seen in years. As of yesterday, average price for a gallon of gas across the country clocked in at $2.96, according to AAA. That is the priciest gas since the build-up to Memorial Day weekend since 2014. Nearly 120 pounds of fentanyl are off the streets after a record drug bust in Nebraska. The DEA estimates the amount seized was enough to kill more than 26 million people. Can you imagine? 26 million people.
There'll be a lot less traffic.
Off the streets.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Danny Duffy had his best start.
I'm just kidding. Dark humor.
Shaylee, let me just tell you, because you just got in. Brian has been in rare form this morning. He's been yelling at school districts. He's been saying a lot of things.
Because I have all this energy now on the Royal 21 weight loss. I'm like ready to go.
I walked in and the orange juice almost hit me in the face.
Let's fight some people. I'm ready.
He's in rare form. Danny Duffy had his best start of the season as the Royals beat the Rangers 8-2. Royals continue that series against the Rangers in Texas tonight. Royals going to try to extend their winning streak to 4 games. And Hair is going to be NBC's next live musical. That news comes not too long after their critically acclaimed live staging of Jesus Christ Superstar on Easter Sunday. That was huge for them. Hair Live, currently slated to air in spring of 2019.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The Throwback Memorial Weekend is coming up this weekend. There's going to be more TLC in there, some cool 90s stuff that you haven't heard in a while.
And that kicks off at noon today, so those of us who are heading out right after the last day of school, we've got a half day. You can listen to it as you head out of town this afternoon.
You got it. Lots of fun in the Throwback Weekend. Time to play our brand new game, though.
Urban Myth. Is it truth or myth? You get it right, you win tickets, and we're going to let you pick your tickets this morning. I believe the phone lines are all lined up, ready to roll.
They are indeed. We're going to start in Lee Summit. Here's Connie. What's up, Connie?
Hello.
Hi, Connie. Are you doing anything for Memorial Day weekend?
Helping a friend tile their kitchen backsplash.
Oh, exciting.
Yes, you're remodeling.
Playing fixer-upper. Good time. All right, I'm going to read a statement. You tell me if this is truth or myth.
Okay.
New York City has the most skyscrapers in a single city in the world. New York City has the most skyscrapers in a single city in the world. Truth or myth?
Myth.
It is a myth. Hong Kong has more than 300 skyscrapers, almost 70 more than New York.
Wow.
We will let you pick your tickets. Hang on the line, Joey. I'll get you hooked up with whatever you want.
All right. Good job, Connie. Piper's in Kansas City. Good morning, Piper.
Good morning.
Hey, Piper. All right. Truth or myth? Michael J. Fox's middle name is Andrew. Michael J. Fox, middle name, Andrew.
I'm going to go truth.
It is truth. Yeah.
What?
There were already Michael J. Fox's acting, and so he wanted to separate himself. He chose J, Michael J. Fox.
Excellent. All right.
But were there Michael A. Foxes?
Well, it says he didn't want to be Michael A. Fox.
Oh,
so I don't know if there was a reason
behind
Michael
that. Michael A. Fox.
Michael A. Fox, yeah. Well, you got tickets. Joey, hook her up.
All right, good job, Piper. Let's go to Blue Springs now. Here's Jackie. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Jackie, truth or myth? Barbie was the first toy advertised on television.
True.
It is a myth. Mr. Potato Head was the first toy. But you know what? We have so much stuff. We're going to give you tickets anyway. Hang on the line.
Thank you.
Joey will let you pick what you want.
Happy Friday. Good Memorial Day.
That's right.
KCMO, here's Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Morning.
Johnny, what do you got going on this weekend?
Just work.
Working.
All right. Yeah.
Good for you. Somebody's got to do it. All right. Truth or myth? An airplane's black box is not black at all. Truth or myth? Airplane's black box is not black at all.
Myth.
No, it's the truth. They're actually bright orange so that they can be easily located in case of a crash.
That makes sense.
But we're feeling in a good mood. It's Friday. Free tickets for you. Hang on the line.
All right, Johnny. Yep, good job. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Everybody wins. It's like Oprah. Look under your chair. You get a prize. You get a prize.
Did you look under yours, Jen?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Nothing there. Nope.
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh, you get to come back after vacation. That's what you get to. That's your prize.
You get to see us. Yay!
We're your prize.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But I don't get to see you for 9 whole days.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That hurts. 9 days.
You're not counting those up or anything, are you?
I mean, I could tell you how many minutes I have before I leave, but I mean, that's just me, you know?
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today. From Wayne's World and Austin Powers, actor and comedian Mike Myers is 55. From The Help and Hidden Figures, Academy Award-winning actress Octavia Spencer is 46. And singer Lauryn Hill turns 43. So apparently the season finale of Survivor got terrible ratings. Variety says the 2-hour episode received the lowest amount of viewers the CBS show has ever gotten for a finale in its 36 seasons. Just under 7.5 million people tuned in to watch, down 13% from last year. It was about 1 million fewer views than last week's episode. They lost 1 million people from week to week, and you'd think the finale would be kind of a big deal.
A little did they know the title Survivor would actually be for them.
Exactly.
They'd come back next year.
A show having no trouble in the ratings, This Is Us. You know Sterling K. Brown from that show, one of our favorites. He was just on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he revealed what the K in his name stands for.
Sterling, what is it?
Kelby.
Kelby.
Kelby. K-E-L-B-Y.
Yes.
Mom found it in the name book, yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Did you ever want to go by Kelby?
I went by Kelby for the first 16 years of my life.
You did?
Yeah.
And then why'd you change it?
And I switched it because my dad's Sterling Brown Jr., my grandfather's Sterling Brown Sr., and I didn't want to be like Sterling the Third or Tripp or Trey or whatever it is. So I went by my middle name so I could have a little bit of individuality.
Right.
But my pops passed away. I wanted to hear his name again, so I decided to go by Sterling.
All right. That's a good story.
Yeah.
As if we didn't love him enough.
Man, that's great.
We just got another reason. He's going to be giving the commencement speech at Stanford, which is his alma mater, in June.
And Star Wars character Boba Fett getting his own movie. Director James Mangold revealed to The Hollywood Reporter he will write and direct a film based on the bounty hunter. Boba Fett is featured in 5 past Star Wars films, including The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Other Star Wars characters are also getting their own movies thanks to Lucasfilms, including Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Sweet.
That is your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
All right, Dave, bonus play, 102K, and may we do it between 9 and 10, so be listening for your chance to become an instant finalist.
Little secret, I think we're going to do that pretty close to just after 9 o'clock.
Yes, because I actually have to get on the road. I'll be live at Oceans of Fun this morning.
Heading out for opening day.
Yes, yes.
Very fun.
I mean, you could have gone slip sliding on I-35 this morning.
Yeah, you could.
Join me for a real water slide.
I'll be heading on just a little bit to head to the beautiful Grand Canyon, just me and 42 other million Americans on the roads today, paying $3 for a gallon of gas.
Oh, that's lucky you, right?
Yes.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.